Finance with Scott Haywood. I need some money.
Scotty Haywood. Well, here we go again.
Without taking the words off Frankie Valli from December 63, oh, what a night, I'm going to say, oh, what a night. the Dow Jones, our time at about 3:15 in the morning, was down 1,100 points. In what was looking to be one of the worst days in about 3.5 years for the Dow Jones. In the last 3 minutes of trade, it actually ended up just in front by a few points. Absolutely extraordinary. You know, there's geopolitical tensions, there's inflation tensions, there's headwinds from the pandemic, a number of factors. Technology stocks were heavily sold off, but then there's an analyst called Jefferies, and he's nominated at about half an hour before the trade. He's one of the leading analysts on Bloomberg. He called it a 42-day slump, and that a 42-day slump is apparently when so many stocks have been sold off more than 10% over 42 days, by up to 10% over 42 days, it makes them value. So the buyers came flooding back in. Now, our futures were down 220 points. We're now down to looking at opening about 90 points down. So again, still high levels of volatility. Bitcoin falling to a six-month low at US $33,000. But as I said, based on some of the buyers coming in after last week, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ suffered their biggest weekly plunge since November 2020. So again, high levels of volatility, a dollar sitting at 71.38 US cents. Inflation numbers coming out in about 3 hours' time. If that's above 2%, then you might start to see some people talking about potential rate rises in Australia. The 6PR Breakfast hashtag stock to watch this morning is Eagers Automotive. The code is APE. They're involved in four operating segments in car retailing, truck retailing, property and investment within Australia and New Zealand, mainly around the sale of parts, accessories and car care. One broker's come out this morning and said that they think, as a small to mid-cap stock, that they might have a better-than-expected earnings announcement in early February than they first expected. So again, it's in the car space. They last traded at $12.19, 52-week low of $11.70, 52-week high of $17.66. But as I said, for Frankie Valli, oh, what a night. The Dow Jones, at one point in the session, nearly lost up to 5% of its value, down 1,000 points, and then came back. Our share market is going to be high levels of volatility, but I'm not expecting a positive day. It has been a very tough January. That's all I can say to you, Gareth, for a lot of investors.
Never mind Frankie Valli. Maybe we needed the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Roller Coaster.
Oh, that's right. Roller Coaster of stocks. All right, Gareth, I'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you, mate. We'll chat then. Oh, dear.